That was Five from Opeth's The Last Will and Testament. Now I'd like to feature the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On August 25th, the independent Red Leafs open their training camp. Let me find out if there are other updates for both the BCIHL and independent Red Leafs for this week. Just a minute, please. So, yeah, the latest on the SFU independent Red Leafs is they opened their training camp on August 25th with on-ice sessions going until at least August 28th.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
I'd like to provide updates on the Men Cup 2025, which pits the BC's Western Lacrosse Association and Ontario's Major Lacrosse League's champions at this time. With the 2025 WLA champs New West Salmon Bellies waiting, the Major League Lacrosse Finals resumed on August 25th with Game 5 at Iroquois Lacrosse Arena, just outside of Hagerstown, Ontario, as the Six Nations Chiefs had a chance to close out their visitors Peterborough Lakers, and the hosts won 12-7 to win the 2025 MLL Finals 4-1. On August 28th, the WLA announced that all 2025 Man Cup on August 28th, the WLA announced that all Man Cup 2025 games will be streamed live via WLA TV. The Man Cup 2025 will kick off on September 5th as New West hosts the Six Nations Chiefs.
Volunteering at CGSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CGSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CGSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome back. The fourth band is On a Loose, self-titled album with a meta On a Loose. Thank you. Now I'd like to provide the latest on the Surrey Police transition. On August 25th, Brian Edwards, the top officer in the former Surrey RCMP, began his new job as Surrey's new Public Safety Department's head. Edwards now overlooks the SPS, Surrey Fire, and Surrey bylaws, according to a July 30th letter by Rob Costanzo, the Surrey City Manager, to Surrey Now Leader. The hiring of Brian Edwards to lead Surrey's Public Safety Department is an interesting one, as the Surrey RCMP wanted to stay by reversing the SPS in late 2022, more than 2 years after the SPS inception, after Brenda Locke narrowly defeated Doug McCallum to become the Surrey mayor. But the BCNDP government ultimately rejected the Surrey City and Surrey RCMP's plans on July 19, 2023. The BCNDP government and Surrey City agreed on July 10, 2024, where the province will provide $30 million a year until 2029, and the SPS took over as Surrey's police of jurisdiction on November 29, 2024. Currently, the SPS provides frontline policing for Wally City Center, District 1, where the SFU Surrey campus resides, Newton, District 3, both of which border Delta with its own municipal police, and South Surrey West, part of District 5. Meanwhile, the RCMP Surrey Provincial Operations Support Unit provides frontline policing for Guildford Fleetwood, District 2, Cloverdale, District 4, and South Surrey East, to where the SPS hopes to take over this fall. As for the latest numbers, there are 568 sworn police officers, 107 women, 461 men, 245 visible minorities. These are self-identified visible minorities, 21 indigenous, and 482 civilian employees.
A Renaissance Coffee is open at SFU. Parminder and his team have been serving the SFU community with great coffee for more than 20 years. If you're looking for a wholesome meal, delectable desserts, or something to warm yourself and lift your spirits, Renaissance Cafe is the place to be. Featuring fair trade espresso beverages and brewed coffee, Renaissance Coffee is open Monday to Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Well, how do you get up and go?
Welcome back. The fifth group is Okloos Choke Enough. The tune is Harvest Sky featuring Underscores. Slow dance for the harvest sky.
sounds.
When I watch from the balcony, I feel alright.
In the night, slow dance for a heart of his own.
Thank you for listening to episode 34 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 11, it's Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Now to the last tune before 11, it's the Ocelot's Everything, When Said Slowly. Here is Landlords.
to be old is to be new.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF